You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got a very special guest in the show now. We've got Miriam Clancy here, who has just released an amazing track. Say hello. Say hello.
Kia ora.
Hey. Happy to have you. The track is a Chills cover. It is I Love My Leather Jacket, an absolute classic, and you have teamed up with another amazing artist, Dion, and it is just a beautiful song, and it only came out today, right?
Yeah, totally. It's
sad. Hot off the press. What about the songs, like lyrical themes of friendship, grief, and most an existential way of looking at the world appealed to you?
Oh, well, he's just such a beautiful songwriter. His words would just always kind of hit quite hard. He would be really poetic and melancholic. So I just loved how he wove in, you know, this temporal thing that we all love, which is leather jacket. I talked about his mate, and the way he spoke about it was just so cool. And how one minute would be a talisman, and another minute would be a weight, you know, around his neck. And so I just thought it was really cool. He just flipped the switch quite frequently, and it kind of just sums up how we grapple with loss. You know, one minute it's okay, next minute it's really, really not. And I just thought it was so great to be able to. Because I've been doing this song live for nearly about 10 years now, and it was good. Actually, Martin was really stoked to hear that I was doing it in the total. So it's so great to be able to spin these words around, these beautiful words that he wrote, and actually to him, make them to him now. Mm. And so it's like, bro, we miss you, and we honour you, and we, you know, thank you for this friggin' amazing song. So here you go, right back at ya.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his death was just one of the most tragic stories, and it really did. The waves were felt across Utipoti and the entire music scene because of just how much of an impact he really has on building up a local scene into something that is just so powerful and made it across the world. Like, people in... from London to New York City were listening to it.
Man, there's so many people over here love the Chills. They went to college listening to the Chills. It's like, Chills. And it's surprising, but it's also not. It's like, the reach was really far, and it just goes to show the quality that was within each of the songs that he made. So I'm like super proud. And, you know, like the day, like there were so many of us like zooming in and watching his funeral. You know, I was in Washington, D.C. and like texting a friend who was, you know, who knew him from, you know, back in Dunners. And he's like, he was zooming in from Astoria in Queens in New York. And we were like, oh, this just sucks. You know, so it's like all these people, that we've just gathered towards, you know, just going, oh, we're really sad he's gone. We're just grateful for him. And so this is just one of those things that's cool to do, and it's just a bloody great song.
I really love what you've done, that you've taken that almost those jangle pop elements into a very, very modern alternative rock way. Is that kind of the genre you would put it into, or where would you?
I would think so. It? Well, it was like, you know, when I first started kind of playing around on the song, I was like just coming up with a riff, just going, oh man, that's such a great riff. What's his inversions? And like, he was a really great guitarist, and so just trying to nail what he was doing. And then just, I guess my tendency is just to, I don't know, filter it through whatever sound I've got going on, and then I was adding my octave up, but it's keeping it in the same key. So it's so cool just to be able to like keep it the same, but like have it a little bit girly.
Yeah.
And then when Dion came along, he would add the guy, he kind of picture is himself being the gnarly leather jacket that I was wearing. And so he'd kind of flank it either side, and so his guitar would come in, it would be like gruntier. Mine would be slightly, you know, just a little bit distorted and jangly. But yeah, it was just a really good like cross collision of sounds. But I definitely love that whole kind of pop that he would get that would just be you know, just garage grunge jangle.
Yeah.
So cool, you know.
Very infectious. It's,
it's a bop, man. It's so cool. I love it.
Does it, when you play it live, does it bring you back to home at all?
Wow. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I only started playing it because I was super homesick. Mm. And, you know, we were in Ridgewood, Queens at the time. And I'm like, oh, man, this is so bad. What are we doing here? And I'd just start kind of playing some New Zealand songs. And that was just my favorite. And and it just does. It kind of like gives you a 3-second minute of like, oh, I'm back. You know, all of a sudden I'm driving down Desert Road or going through the Arthur's Pass or something. It's like, oh, my. You know. Give my mum a call.
Is there anything like specific like you miss about New Zealand? Like what, like it can be down to a whole region, an area, or just like hug from your mum. What is there something you miss the most?
Oh, for sure. I really miss my mum and my brothers and my best friend. My best friend lives in Levin. And, you know, the whole country is just so breathtakingly beautiful. It's such a cliche, but oh my God. No. You know, I was back a couple of months ago. Like, I'm recording an album. Actually, we're finished now. But I'm like, even going down to Tikanu, like the area with all the thermal, you know, just going and seeing. Just the steam and you just it's magical. It feels eerie. New Zealand feels eerie. There's nowhere else like it. And often I'm just, you know, if I am like bumming out over here going, oh man, New York's hard, I'll just daydream, and all of a sudden I'm right back, you know, like maybe I'm in Foxton, but hopefully not, but you know, I'm just like doing something or you know, just having a pie. Like, oh man, fee jowers, and then I avoid everybody's fee jower photos in autumn. It's like, no, don't do it.
Totally. I think there's something very special since I've moved to the South Island about almost those like in between spaces. Like my new obsession is Middlemarch, like in between the more hilly Dunedin and the mountainous Queenstown and Wanaka. Yes. And it's just this like this beautiful like intersection between the two and these grand valleys and it and that that mistiness to it, and it's just like
that's the thing that's catching me as well, you know, the in-between places, like the moment that you're traveling from somewhere that's to somewhere else, like what I was saying about Tikanu, you know, you have to go through Turangi and it's like that whole area there, and then you go in, you know, through Hunterville, it's just so pretty. You know, it's great.
Is there much of a
stop the moaning, just come home.
In the Big Apple, is there much of a Kiwi community you found?
No. Oh man. I think it just really emptied out around COVID and never quite recovered. So I think the small skeleton crew that we have here is amazing. And, you know, I'm in a little band that, you know, we are, like, there's a bunch of Kiwis here, but not many. And so we just started a band. It's called Koha. It's pretty cool. And we are actually doing a few chill songs. So and writing our own as well. But it's we're thin on the ground. There's not enough around here. And yeah, it'd be great if there were more, but it is such a hard city to get, you know, to get here to begin with, to live here, you know, and also it's kind of crazy times and it's really expensive.
Yeah. So
I guess anyone that's here is in like finance or doing quite well, and we just like the musicians off the side going, well, just be out like right in the outer boroughs. I'll be there in 3 days. It takes me that long to the subway. But, like, come to our gig. We're like, oh no, we're like, there's 3 time zones I have to pass through to get to your gig.
Totally. Have you seen much impact? The most I hear about New York now is with Zoran Mamdani. Is that?
Oh my god, I love him. He's my boy.
He's managed to make a global impact, or at least for me.
He is actually a really great guy. He's a good human, and he has such a huge impact. Like, I actually had a Zoran, you know, little poster outside on our stoop. And some of the locals here, like we're in Brooklyn, some of them are like, what are you doing with that? Communist. And I was like, oh no, man. And, you know, and just not trying to, you know, just react. But I think he's won so many people over because he's kind, he's strong, and he's doing so much. And it's like a really good example of what a leader could be. Because he's just walking the walk, and I just see like this pride to be in New York. There's so many people are, you know, they're seeing the light because, you know, we've just got a great, and you know, just example, leading by example. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Goes wrong. Yeah.
And have you ever met Martin Phillips? Has it been?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
when was the first time?
You know what? I actually only met him over here in New York, which is so lame because I'm like big fan, you know, and probably a bit shy about it. But everyone I knew him, and I worked with Andre Upson quite a lot. I did an album with him, and he like worked with Martin. He'd go, "Oh, you've got to listen to it. You get Marion. What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I know, right?" And anyway, so I actually only met him over here. About 10 years ago, because we've been here for 11 years, I met him pretty soon after, and that's when I told him I was playing I Love My Leather Jacket, and his eyes kind of got big. He was like, ooh, and I'm like, yeah, and I'm doing it the octave up, and his eyes got even bigger. Like, I know, right? And he's like, yeah, oh wow, that's really cool. So yeah, I got to meet him. We've been in touch. We had been in touch, and you know, we'd kind of plotted to write some songs together, and then he just got really sick, and so it was sad as a friend to see him go, but you know, as a hero, sure, man, for real.
With your music, is there any thing that you would like people to take away from it? Is there a feeling, a message, something like that? Do you have a goal in your art?
I think it's just like, be happy in the love that you have for people, you know, just to embrace the feelings that you have. And that's the one thing that I think Martin wrote into the song, is, you know, just the love and the care. And it's like, we're kind of honoring those that we have loved and lost, and we're kind of still, you know, like dancing away at the end of it, like over a heavy riff. And it's so, you know, it can be fun. You just got to feel the feelings and keep moving. And, you know, I don't know, just keep living life, and just, you know, there is beauty in that somewhere. You just got to find it. And so that's what I love about this, is just, you know, it's a great way to spend, you know, 3 minutes listening and thinking about people, and just kind of like having a good moment, having a good thought in your head, and a smile on your face, and a little boogie.
Totally. Yeah. Is there like a certain place that you go where you feel that often, like a friend's place, or is it playing music which brings it out?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a loner, so in New York's kind of hard to, like, you know, we're right out in the outer boroughs, so I don't actually hang out with a lot of people unless we're, you know, working or in musicians and in bands doing shows, and that's great. I love, you know, doing live is definitely one thing I love to do, and I'm fortunate to have a really great band over here. Bunch of people that I play with are amazing, so that's great. Or I'm just like at home writing a song or working on something. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
that's my happy place.
amazing. But yes, thank you so much for coming on. We'll be playing the track. Yeah, thank you. I Love My Leather Jacket, the Chills cover, is playing next. Thank you, Miriam. I really appreciate your time.
Okay. You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
No, of course. And yeah, I can't wait to listen to the song. I've been listening to it on repeat before I got to talk to you.
Okay, all right. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. It's so cool.
Yeah, totally, yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, thank you, right. Kilda.
Okay, Kilda, and maybe I'll see you around down in Dunners. I think my dad's around there at the moment.
So. Oh, awesome, awesome. I do make my way across and around town, so, yeah,
awesome.
hope to.
That's real cool. Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, well, I'll go on.
Awesome.
Okay,
this
thanks,
is the track. This is the track. I love my leather jacket.
Yeah.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.